You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam Le Faggot, and today is Saturday, February 26th, 2022. Hope you are well, wherever you are in the world. Well, we're coming out of the pandemic, and now we have a war going on between Russia and Ukraine. I don't know, like, it just never fucking stops. Can we just have a day of just normalness, please? I thought when we got rid of fucking Trump that we could go back to normal, but it just hasn't happened yet. So hopefully, you know, you're doing okay. I don't know how many Ukrainian listeners I have, but I wish the best for the people in Ukraine. They're fighting valiantly over there in Ukraine, and I am really impressed. And I just think to myself, they have the kind of drive for democracy that America's lost, and that's pretty sad. So my thoughts are with them. There's a lot of stuff going on the website right now. Like, I've been behind. I'm at least 3 or 4 hours behind to record this podcast because there's so much other stuff going on behind the scenes. If you are not helping to support the website and this podcast, I really hope that you think twice about it, because there is no other site on the planet, anywhere on earth, like fagsworshipalphas.com. You're getting truth, and you're getting incredible experiences, and you're seeing lives change right before your eyes, almost on a daily basis. And that is definitely the case right now. We're in one of those gauntlet moments on the website where all these stories are kind of rushing in at me at the same time. And, you know, it's just me here, so you know, support information, if you want to support the website, it's on the sticky post at the front of the website. It's Patreon, of course, etc. So whatever support you can throw at the website is greatly appreciated. I don't have pictures of my feet, or I'm not flipping you off on camera. I'm sorry. So if that's what you need, I feel sorry for you, I guess, because you're giving money away to losers. But anyway, enough of that. So one of the big stories of the last week on the website involves a master named Ben. Now, Ben is a young alpha. I think he's 23 years old, and he is taking control of his first faggot, like, his first owned faggot. He's attempting to take control of this faggot. Now, he, he had read things on the website, and I guess he was kind of digesting the information there, and he reached out to me because his faggot was resisting actually submitting to him. The faggot would serve, you know, here and there. It would run errands for Master Ben. It would, you know, occasionally suck its dick or whatever. But then it would run away. Okay, now this is just an epidemic across Findom and in life in general. Faggots scampering away after serving. And almost always, it's just attributed to a sense of shame and a sense of losing, you know, losing yourself to an alpha, you know, because faggots, when you start to serve an alpha and he starts to take control of your life, there's definitely a panic. We'll call it fag panic, okay? And I've never put a term to it really, but that's basically what it is. Fag panic. And the faggot senses that its life as it knew itself before is over, and that it's becoming a new thing, a slave for a man. And it's going to relinquish its entire life to this man. And that's scary. I mean, I think any alpha, for instance, could put themselves in that situation and go, yeah, I could see where that would be scary. Because it is. I know this. I've given up my life for alphas in the past. I've put my trust in alphas who have taken ownership of me. And so I know that it is daunting, to say the least. But it's necessary. Faggots cannot work by themselves. Like, a feral faggot just running around on the countryside looking for dick and then running back home is not a productive faggot. It's not really fulfilling itself. Faggots need alphas to have purpose in life and direction. So, this faggot, Master Ben's first faggot, this is his first, you know, genuine, you know, owned faggot. I still haven't gotten a name on this faggot, but Master Ben was frustrated, so he asked me my opinion about it. And I point blank told him, you have to break this faggot. You have to get inside its head and break it down and get it to understand that it is a piece of property owned by you and that its purpose is to serve. Okay. And I suggested to Master Ben, this is what I suggested. I told him, I want you to take the faggot and I want you to put it on its knees and stand over it and have it look up at you. And then have it admit to you out loud that it's a faggot. Okay? Somehow. Like, say, what are you or whatever. And have that faggot repeat back, I am a faggot. And have the faggot do that repeatedly as it looks up at you. Into your eyes. I am a faggot. I am a faggot. I am a faggot. I am a faggot, sir. And then once that has been done, commend the faggot. Run your fingers through its hair. Tell it good boy or good faggot or whatever. Tell it, reassure it that it is owned property now. That you are, the alpha is taking control of the faggot's life. And that the faggot is now going to obey him. And then I suggested scent training the faggot, having it, you know, pulling it in close to Master Ben's crotch to breathe in his scent while he strokes its hair. And then I suggested feeding it his cock. And then I suggested going farther and breeding the faggot. And, the main thing is here that that kind of scenario that I outlined for Master Ben is kind of a, for me and the alphas that I kind of instruct on this, it's sort of a kind of a playbook, I would say, approach to how to enslave a faggot. And so I kind of outlined that for Master Ben, and Master Ben then disappeared for a couple of days. I didn't hear from him, and I didn't know what happened. But then I heard back from Master Ben, and he followed my instructions to the letter, practically. And it went spectacularly well. I'll give you an example, okay, of how it went. When Master Ben told the faggot, or asked the faggot, what are you? And the faggot said, I am a faggot. You're a faggot what? A faggot, sir. You know, whose faggot are you? I'm your faggot, sir. What are you? I'm a faggot. What are you? I'm a faggot. And as he kept having the faggot repeat that, the faggot began to cry. Now, why did the faggot start to cry? Why do you think? I mean, I'll tell you why, of course. The faggot cried because it had never really felt the truth about its life. It had never faced the chasm before it of being a faggot, of being property. It had never confronted that. Before, it was always just fun and games. It was, you know, tee-hee-hee, I'm going to, you know, I'll go run an errand for you and then I'll disappear, or I'll suck your dick and disappear. It was all just kind of fun and games. But here now, the faggot found itself at the feet of an alpha male, looking up at it and admitting, I'm lesser than you. I am inferior to you. I am a faggot, and you are a man, and I am your property. It is huge of a moment as any faggot can ever experience. It's the same reason why faggots often cry after they get cunted, because cunting is another one of those profound moments in a faggot's life where you realize suddenly, I'm not a man. I just was cunted by a man. I'm inferior to this man. I owe this man. I worship this man. I'm this man's property. Like that admission that Master Ben had that faggot at, you know, say over and over again to him, it just broke that faggot down and forced it to finally accept what it is. And then after that, Master Ben fucked the faggot's throat and fed it a load. And then he allowed the faggot to rest, and then he mounted it from behind and bred it. And he fucked the faggot very roughly. Like it was hurting the faggot to be fucked by Master Ben, who is pretty well endowed, but he fucked the faggot very hard. And the faggot was kind of crying out, and Master Ben muffled the faggot's sounds with his hand over its mouth and held it and bred it. And very intense. And then Master Ben had the faggot go and clean up. And then they sat together, and the faggot curled up and laid its head on Master Ben's lap. And Master Ben stroked its hair, and they talked about what they had just experienced and opened up, both of them, about what the moment meant and why it was important to say those things to each other and experience that together. I will say this. Breaking a faggot obviously changes a faggot's life, okay? You're breaking the faggot of all of its preconceived notions about itself and starting with a clean slate, reprogram the faggot's mind so that it becomes the servant that it was born to be. But breaking a faggot changes the alpha too. I mean, an alpha is not going to weep over it, probably, you know. But the fact that Master Ben applied this principle, it was interesting because he said, in that moment, I felt overwhelming power surging through my body, and I had to take that faggot and breed it. I had to. And he wasn't going to take no for an answer, and he basically took what he wanted. And And I told him afterwards, when he was telling me, he asked me point blank, why did I feel that surge of energy and power? And I told him, I said, Master, the reason why I told you to do what you did, how I laid it out for you, I told you that because I knew that that was going to trigger that power surge in you. And that's the truth. See, I don't believe that what alphas do to train faggots or break faggots or cunt faggots or whatever, it's not just to the faggot, but it's also to the man. A man, an alpha, is transformed in those moments as well, because he ascends to a different level. In a Twitter space today that's now already legendary, that I conducted, it kind of went off the rails in a really, really good way. But at one point, I tried to make this cleared to all the alphas in the room, that a man, an alpha, you know, in my hierarchical pyramid, there's apex alphas, and then below that there are alphas, and then there's sub-alphas, and then there's betas. There's a reason why there's such a stratification of alphas, and it's because there are different levels, and each one has sort of a ceiling, all right? And like a sub-alpha is still an alpha, but they're limited. Their ceiling is something that they can't get over, whether it be the idea that they could never own a faggot because that's gay, let's say, or I could never fuck a faggot because it's gay or whatever. They'll always stay at that level because they're never going to progress up the pyramid. They're never going to grow in power. I'm not saying that necessarily that every straight alpha or alpha in general has to fuck a faggot. But if you're not using faggots, you are missing out on a vital way to grow your power. And any alpha who refuses that because they're afraid of a gay person touching them or a male touching them, if you're that insecure and that frightened and that unsure of yourself, then maybe you're not that alpha. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is a vital point here. Alphas grow through faggot usage and ownership. Faggots are nature's gift to alphas, because faggots are the way that alphas really learn how to be rulers. Faggots give them alphas worship that they can't get from their females, and faggots allow alphas to express their dominance in a way that females don't or can't, okay? So it's a vital power. It's a power exchange. It's a vital power exchange, and I don't think that alphas grow beyond the basics unless they are employing this with their faggots. Faggots are nature's gift to alphas. They're part of the constellation of things that glorify an alpha. And if you're not taking advantage of that, then, you know, you're never going to really grow. And you're never going to become a god, you know. So I really wholeheartedly encourage that everyone go and read those Ben stories. There's another one coming out. Because there's the second day of that experience with his faggot. So there's some definite truths in there. So I implore every alpha, really every alpha, should be reading the Ben stories, because they tell the whole story about why it's important. Okay. Anyway, that's our show for today. Hopefully it was helpful and inspirational, so I always strive to do that. and not always successful. But anyway, support the site and support the podcast, okay? And I will talk to you later, okay? I love you.
Bye.